Hello, my name is Joanna Schuder. I am the Refugee Networking Officer for Christian Concern for One World. We work with people and groups throughout the Thames Valley who want to stand alongside refugees. Today I am speaking with Vanessa Faulkner, one of the co-founders of Marlow Refugee Action. How did you personally get involved with supporting refugees, and what motivated you?
Like many people, I guess I was aware of the refugee crisis as it started to unfold in 2015. And it was the photograph of the little boy, Alan Kurdi, which I think mobilised a lot of people, that really touched me very deeply and made me feel I had to do something. And I just looked around for local opportunities to try and get involved, and found some in High Wycombe, which is not far from where I live in Marlow. And it kind of unfolded from there. And the more I found that, the more I found out, the more I wanted to do. And I met Tom, who was the other person who co-founded Marlow Refugee Action, while I was doing that volunteering, and it unfolded from there.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you. Could you share some of the highlights of what Marlow Refugee Action has done over the last few years, please?
I'd love to. Thankfully you gave me a bit of time to prepare for this, and I've had a bit of a think about that, because we've been so lucky as a group, and I'm really I'm proud looking back at what we have achieved. And so picking highlights is a really lovely exercise to do. There are some that do really stand out. For me personally, one of the highlights was when I went to Samos, which was in 2016. It was one of the Greek islands. We have quite a strong association with Samos, and I spent just over a week there volunteering. And it was an amazing experience, because I'd never done anything like that. And the most, the biggest highlight looking back was meeting the other volunteers. I was with a group of about 20 or 30 volunteers from all over the world, all different ages. And, you know, that was an extraordinary experience to have been part of. And I think that's one of the things that Marlow Refugee Action has done over the years, is it's very much about the personal experiences of the volunteers, which have inspired people to get involved. Other highlights are becoming registered as a charity. That's not what we set out to do initially, but the whole momentum that we built up with the support that we found locally and enabled us to apply to become a registered charity, and that happened in October 2018. The trustees that we found are an amazing, inspiring group of people who it's lovely to work with. So becoming registered as a charity for sure was a highlight. Out of the things we've done, establishing a law centre in Samos is probably the thing that, as a group, I'm most proud of, that we have a young lawyer who's one of our volunteers, and she inspired us to help fund the establishment of a legal advice centre on the island of Samos, and we continue to support that to this day. And that's something that's really tangible, that, you know, I can look back at and feel is something that we've done as a group. I'm just looking at my notes here, and there's one other thing that I would just love to mention, and that's the young volunteers who we have inspired, and who I've come across. So from Marlow, there are three young volunteers in their 20s who have done amazing things, one of them particularly came to us last October wanting to get involved in helping refugees, and he just finished a master's at university, and he went out to Calais to volunteer for 6 months as a warehouse manager, He came back during the COVID crisis and he's just about to leave again. And, you know, to feel that as a group, we've inspired people to do that kind of thing is amazing. So I could talk a long while about that, but that's probably a really good little summary for now.
Great. You mentioned COVID-19. How has the pandemic affected your group and those it supports?
Well, yeah, in a number of ways, the most obvious of which is the fact, like and many other charities, that we've lost the opportunity to do fundraising events. But more than that, it's been increasingly difficult to keep our profile up during this time. We do a lot of our communication through emails and through social media, and there is just so much going on, so much to compete with now over the airwaves, that, you know, getting our voice heard is increasingly hard. There have been some upsides, though. I mentioned Dom coming back to the UK, and actually there have been several volunteers who've stepped forward and people who've been furloughed who've said we want to do something to help. So we have benefited in a way from having some new people around, which has been amazing. In terms of the people that we're serving, so refugees and asylum seekers that we help, I think there's been two extremes, really. One is refugees and asylum seekers in this country who've stepped forward to volunteer or to work to help during the COVID crisis. We're very fortunate to have a trustee on our board who's a doctor from Syria, Dr. Wafa Al-Nassan, and she passed her exams to practice medicine in this country late last year. And so she has been working in hospital on the front line during the crisis. And what's been great to see has been the way that the media have picked up on some of these stories. The BBC Main News has featured stories of refugees working during the crisis. So I think there's been some really positive impacts in people looking at refugees in a slightly more positive way, perhaps. On the other hand, the conditions that we see in some of the refugee camps, having to cope with lack of clean water, overcrowded conditions, the inability to practice social distancing, you know, I think we have, you know, it's unimaginable the conditions that some of the refugee camps have been suffering as a result of the pandemic. Thankfully, many of them seem to have been passed over and the outbreak has not hit them seriously. So that has been amazing. As I've said, that the suffering that they must have gone through. Many of the NGOs have had to withdraw, so many of the volunteers have come home. So a lot of the services that were provided by NGOs have stopped. In summary, you know, some real extremes of how it's affected people.
Thank you. Yes. I'd like to also ask you, what advice or encouragement do you have for anyone who's thinking about getting involved in supporting refugees?
The first thing I would say is just go for it, just do it, because it is the most incredibly rewarding experience. I mean, any volunteering is, but personally, the amount of fulfillment that I've had from learning about the situation, meeting people, and it's changed the way that I, you know, I view my life, my good fortune, and you know, the blessings that I have to have discovered more about the crisis. So I'd really encourage people to do it. Particularly the people that I've met, both refugees and asylum seekers, but other volunteers, is so rewarding. And You know, we've been very lucky to have found amazing volunteers. And I think I would really recommend that you not only just start out and go for it, but find people to work with, find other people to walk alongside you on that journey. And then actually, yes, to step out and be brave and do something on the front line, either to go somewhere like Calais is easy to go and volunteer in, really easy. But Greece also, you need a bit longer to be able to do that. Or if not, volunteering abroad to find refugee charities locally where you can go and meet people, support asylum seekers. To actually have some face-to-face experiences is not only really a powerful influencer, but enables you to then take your story to encourage other people to join you and to support you. So that would be the other thing that I would say to really encourage people is to, yeah, just get started and go and get some experience and find some people to walk alongside you.
One final question. Has your church been involved in this work?
I've had amazing support from both my own church, but also from the other churches in Marlow. It's for sure has been a big part of my journey, has been my faith. And I think as a Christian, it's something I felt compelled to do, but also that I felt, you know, I think God has been extraordinarily faithful throughout this whole journey in providing support from other people. And my own church, a couple of the trustees of Marlow Refugee Action are from my church. We've had amazing fundraising activities. We have a fantastic prayer group who supports our work, and I do not underestimate for a moment the effect that I think that has had on what we've been able to achieve. And I mentioned, yeah, the other churches in Marlow have given us opportunities to speak because, you know, we really want to bring awareness to the subject. And they've also done fundraising activities to support us. They've volunteered. We had during Lent a couple of years ago, we suggested that people might volunteer in Calais for a couple of days, and 20 people from Marlow and Maidenhead went to Calais over the period of Lent and volunteered. So and we've also had other activities like art installations to encourage people to engage with the topic in the church. We've had focused services on the refugee crisis because it resonates very deeply with the Christian faith, of course. And so, you know, I think churches respond, and the response from my church particularly has been amazing.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Vanessa. That's really helpful.
You're very welcome.